Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Everyone, Hack is going to have a vulnerable moment right now. So this is the safe space, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loser. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Last time he was vulnerable, his dog died, okay?
That's right. Are you going to cry?
No, I don't think so. I've gotten enough feedback on the crying from
it was beautiful. You were pretty. You don't cry.
You don't cry. Ugly cry?
Yeah.
I probably should have had a moment to myself before I came on air. I hadn't had to like let it out before I tried to talk about it, and I ended up having it on the air, which is okay, but
sometimes that's okay. What we do.
I gotta just make it a little easier to understand what I'm trying to do.
That to me makes more sense than you crying over Adele. And granted, we didn't see it, but I still don't want to picture it.
Yeah, the Adele cry is a weird
she, it's not that she can't picture it. It's that she doesn't want to, man.
Hey, loser.
Yeah, there's better songs to cry over. Anyway, what's today's cry for?
Well, it wasn't a cry.
Yeah, Aaron.
I was cleaning out my closet, and I have a lot of shoes, and a lot that I don't wear. And every once in a while, I like to thin the herd, and you just like, I'm not going to wear these anymore. So
you do?
Yeah, because then
you thin the herd of Nikes.
I do, yeah, because I either outgrow them or they get old or they're just. And also, this is so dumb. It's like a lifestyle that I know I'm going to want to keep getting shoes. And at a certain point, it just like.
You got to trade them.
You got to get rid of some. And yeah, and I keep them in really good condition, honestly, because I have so many. I don't wear them very often. So a lot of them are in good condition. So I like to donate them if possible.
Question. How many shoes would you say before you did this thinning of the herd that you had?
Great question.
I get asked this a lot, and I purposely don't know the answer because I think it would make me a little sick. It's over 100.
Jesus.
No, it's not.
Over 100.
Yikes!
Your wife is so patient.
Oh, my God.
So patient. When you thin the herd, how many pairs are we talking?
Probably 20 or so.
That's a good thinning, man.
There was probably 120. We're probably closer to 100 now, like left after the thin the herd.
Oh, buddy.
You know?
Okay.
That's amazing, dude.
20 pairs is amazing, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Every few years, I try to get rid of some because you're just not wearing them. And so they can go to better use.
Yeah.
I know you take on the hoarder role on this show and you think you have a problem. I need you to understand something. Come to my house. Come upstairs to my room. I have like, what's that shoe called? Like a Huarache? You know what that shoe is?
Yeah. Literally have no idea.
Nike Huarache?
No, it's not a Nike. It's like a Huarache is like a what you would have worn in the 80s.
Well, that's where you're losing us.
No, but I'm just saying, but they still wear it. It's like a look up Huarache. It's like a shoe that's like woven. It's like woven. Okay. Is it woven? It's like you wear it at the beach.
Is it a sandal?
Yes, kind of like a
loafer.
Sure, yes.
But it's made more for the beach.
Yes.
Than a loafer.
Yes.
Oh,
you wouldn't be caught dead in those.
Correct,
now.
But I can't get rid of them because what if I go on a beach trip at some point and they go, you need to wear Huaraches to dinner?
No one's ever going to tell you you have to wear a Huarache to dinner. I think that you need the three of us to come over and go
through. You can try, but you're not going to talk me out of it because I'm going to go, what? Like, what if? Like, I have shoes, I have flip flops, I have red Vans slides. I'm like, I'm never going to wear those, but I do have a red bathing suit that I might drag back out and they kind of go with it. So I can't let it go. And also, they haven't been worn enough. Like, I don't feel
it
right.
It doesn't matter. If you're not wearing them, donate them. Someone else is going to want them. And instead, they're lonely and in your closet.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. But well, like, you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Yeah. You're making me feel a little better, actually.
Okay.
I go through this. It is hard. But when I'm sorting through and like, are these for storage? Because there are some pairs that are just like classic. Like, I'll remember that when I was in college and I bought these and whatever.
They and have a story behind them.
I can't let those go. And other ones are like, yeah, these, I don't wear them. They're fine. And I always feel great about when it, because once you thin the herd a bit, it looks great. It looks so much cleaner and nicer.
Yes.
Until the moment you have to take your donation to actually...
It's easy to put them in the bag.
Right.
It's hard to take that bag to Goodwill or Ark or wherever you're going.
Yeah. For me, at least. So we did that. We loaded up the bags. We had a bunch of other stuff that we were taking to donate. And when we pulled up, it was an Ark. And we love shopping there. So, they have some of the best stuff. So we pull up and I get out and I help my wife and we're unloading the bags and giving them to the guy who's taking them to donate. And one of the bags that has the shoes kind of like falls a little bit. And then I see the shoes kind of.
A specific pair of shoes come out. Oh, Jesus.
And we're standing outside the thrift store.
Oh, my God.
And I don't even know what I felt, like anxiety. Like I felt so uncomfortable that I had to get back in the car.
Because you wanted to grab them.
I wanted to grab them. I felt like if I don't physically remove myself from...
You're going to grab them.
Yeah, I'm going to grab them. You know what I'm saying, right?
If my hirachis fell out, I would dive on them.
Yeah.
Like a grenade.
You don't have the love for your hirachis the way Hack has for his Nikes.
But I have the love for the hirachis because I bought them because we were going to a resort. And it was like, men must wear closed-toed shoes or whatever and of certain styles, but I bought them.
It's interesting because you have like a memory attached to them. Hack has said he doesn't wear these shoes often, so I'm curious as to like what you're holding on to with them, if there is anything.
Still $220.
Yeah,
there's... Or $190 or whatever. If you're buying Nikes, that's part of it.
There's a feeling that I wasted some money for sure. Because you're like, I thought I wanted these and I didn't wear them as much as I thought I was going to.
Do you ever think about like Poshmark or selling them? Way discounted and then they get a whole new life?
I do, but with sneakers, a lot of times people want brand new ones. Like on StockX, it's all brand new. And I wear all my shoes. I like pride myself on actually wearing them. And so there's less money to be had. There's more like haggling, or I have to have Angie do it on... like Facebook Marketplace or something.
Okay. And then
right until that moment. Okay.
Because she's the whiz with Facebook Marketplace. Like she has the, and it also, I feel like it's good energetically to just like put them out there.
Them to the world.
They've had their time with me and I'm going to give them to the world and they'll have a new life wherever they end up. And it's not like about the dollar amount coming back.
Can I ask one more weird little question of the group when it comes to donating? Like when I do donate good stuff, and I've donated tag on stuff.
Me too.
Mm.
Like I went through a phase, you know, the douche shirts.
No, actually.
It's the shirts where you roll the sleeve up and it's a different color inside. It's like frat boys would wear them.
Oh, yeah.
Nice dress shirts like Robert Graham. And like they're super, and the collar is a little, you're just like, and they were like $200-$300 shirts. And I bought a bunch of them because I was just dressing. Ugh. And then you take them and I'm like, I want somebody who wants them to find them at Ark. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the employee's going to take them.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it takes the joy of it. Like obviously.
There are donation places too, where it's like because we donated a lot of my sister's like business office clothes to a women's shelter
that's what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Like, it was perfect.
Is there like a D-bag shelter?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.